and welcome to Winking Cat Tales. This episode is about a very sad and lonely emperor who receives a treasure that's not made of gold or jewels or silver. The treasure he's given is something more valuable than any of those things. The title of our tale is The Nightingale, and it's based on Hans Christian Andersen's story by the same name. To begin our tale, let's travel to the emperor's palace, where he's having his usual morning cry. The royal counselor is expecting us.
Oh my goodness, this will never do. Sit up straight, hands in your laps, be perky, smile, happy, happy.
Attention, attention, please hear what I say. Smiles, smiles are the order of the day. The emperor's depressed, so you must do your best to follow this request. For smiles, smiles, they always do the job at this hour of the day. He always seems to sob, so we all must be cheery. We cannot look dreary, though your lips are weary. Try to manage a giddy, goofy grin. Slap on a silly smirk, stretch your mouth from ear to ear.
Try not to leer.
We need smiles, smiles. Nothing less will work. This endless bawling is driving me berserk. So for my sake, stand tall. He'll feel so much better if you all just smile. And maybe for a while, there'll be quiet and peace so the rest of us can sleep. We'll all have reason to smile.
Majestic one, please sit and rest yourself. You are obviously distressed. Perhaps you would like some tea?
Wait, I know what might cheer you up.
A joke! Why are cats bad at telling stories?
They only have one tail!
I'm waiting.
Another joke. What do you call a fly without wings?
A walk!
A walk?
Because he can't fly without wings.
That poor fly.
Please, great one, don't be sad. The Empire is doing wonderfully well. And just look at that sunset outside. It is a beautiful evening.
Oh, sure, it's a beautiful evening now, but soon it will rain.
But, Majesty, there is not a cloud in the sky.
Maybe, but sooner or later it will rain. Even you must admit that sooner or later it will rain. It can't be sunny forever.
Well, of course, it has to rain sometime.
Aha!
It can't be sunny every day. If it didn't rain sometimes at all, the flowers would shrivel up and die.
Oh, those poor flowers.
Forgive me, great one. I have made you cry again.
It's not you.
Oh, good.
I mean, it is you.
Oh, dear, that is bad.
Well, it's not just you. It's everything. Everything is always changing.
I don't understand, Majesty.
Just this morning, I looked at the sky, and a beautiful cloud was drifting by, and I wanted to stay, but it floated away, so you see. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, nothing seems to stay the same. Changes everywhere, changes, everything changes. And no matter how I try, I can't make the world stay the way I want. And that always makes me cry. Fine. find me weeping is my favorite flowers. Wilt in the air of the cold night hours. I'm perplexed and I'm blue, and I bawl and boo-hoo, and it's true. I'm afraid of anything that's new. I sob when the moonlight runs away, as I'm left in the dark to stare. Then just as I start to enjoy the night, I wail in the morning glare. Changes everywhere, changes everything, changes. And no matter how I try, I can't make the world stay the way I want. And that always makes me cry. Why must things keep changing?
Like this sunny day. When I get used to the sunny day, it gets cloudy and starts to rain. Then when I get used to watching the rain stops and it gets sunny again. I can't depend on anything. I'm supposed to be the emperor, but nothing listens to me. May I tell you a secret, counselor?
Of course, Celestial One, that is what I'm here for.
Change frightens me. Do you know why?
I haven't a clue, Majesty.
When things change, I can never be sure how they will change. I hate not knowing what's going to happen. I hate surprises. I always imagine changes will be something bad. Do you remember when you had your first haircut? Weren't you a little scared to see how different you looked? And then you wondered if your hair will ever grow back.
Hair always grows back, Majesty. It's like teeth. We lose our teeth when we are little, but new teeth grow in the empty spaces. The new teeth are so bright and strong they make our smiles bigger and more spectacular than ever. Changes aren't always bad.
That's not true. Yesterday I looked in the mirror and I saw a new wrinkle on my face. That wrinkle wasn't there yesterday. Now I'm afraid to look in the mirror. What if there's another wrinkle there? My face keeps changing. I don't like it. My face was perfect just the way it was. By the way, I want you to break every mirror in the palace.
But, Majesty, breaking all the mirrors won't stop your face from changing.
Maybe not, but at least I won't have to see any of the changes. I can pretend that the wrinkles aren't there. I wouldn't have any new wrinkles surprise me.
Majesty, what if I could find a happy surprise? A surprise that would not disappoint you or frighten you or upset you. A surprise that would always bring you joy. Something that would stay the same and never change. Would that make you happy?
A surprise like that exists?
Of course, Radiant One.
If you could bring that kind of surprise to me, I would give you, let me see. I would give you a palace of your own. A little smaller than mine, of course, and fill it with everything you desire.
You are most generous, Majesty.
You have my word. But first, you must bring me the special surprise that will never change.
Don't worry, Great One. I shall find it and bring it to you.
Now, it's almost snack time. I have to get to my room. I can't stand it when I don't get my afternoon snack at exactly the same time.
A palace with anything I want inside? Imagine that! I would be the happiest person in the Empire. And all I have to do is bring the Emperor a wondrous surprise. Something amazing and beautiful that will always stay the same and never change. I am in such deep trouble. What was I thinking? Everything changes. That is the nature of the universe. How could there be something that never changes? I could search forever and never find such a thing.
Pardon the interruption of this humble servant, sir, but there is something like that already here in the palace. You won't have to go far to find it.
What did you say?
Pardon the interruption of this humble servant,
sir. Not that part! The other part of what you said about the object that doesn't change?
Oh, there is something already in the palace that I think might be just what you're looking for. It is beautiful beyond measure and constantly delights. It will never grow old or wrinkled. It will remain unchanging as the sun.
If what you're saying is true, I order you to bring me this thing at once. I want to see it for myself.
I shall be honored to bring it to you. But first, I must do my job to take this afternoon's snack to the Emperor. If he does not get his snack right on time, I will lose my job, and he will begin to cry.
Take the Emperor his food, then fetch the surprise and bring it here to me. Quickly! I don't care how late it is. I am very eager to see it.
I shall do as you bid, noble one.
I wonder what this thing can be. If this thing is all the girl claims it is, this surprise will make the Emperor happy. And a happy Emperor is a generous Emperor. And when I bring the surprise to him, he'll build me the palace he promised and fill it with gold and riches. Next to the Emperor, I will be the richest and most powerful man in the land!
I sing in the trees, bid farewell to the setting sun, tree leaves dancing in the breeze. Evening has begun.
Good evening, Nightingale.
Good evening. I have been watching you from the trees. Do you like my song?
Oh, yes. I listen to your songs every evening when I am working near the great chestnut tree. Hearing you sing makes my work so much easier.
I am glad that my music gives you pleasure.
I wish you could come and sing in the palace sometime. It is such a gloomy place.
But it looks so big and grand from the garden. Why is it gloomy?
The Emperor cries all the time. Nothing seems to make him happy.
Poor man.
But today, he is going to get a very special surprise that should cheer him up. Oh no, I almost forgot. I am supposed to get the box with the surprise and take it to the Emperor's advisor. Thank you for your beautiful song, Nightingale. Good evening.
Where is that girl? The moon is hiding behind the clouds. That means it will probably rain in the morning. If I do not have something joyful ready to give the Emperor when he wakes up, he will spend the whole day crying again.
Oh, please forgive me, sir. I am sorry to make you wait. I was distracted by the nightingale's song. I heard her singing at the window and...
Yes, yes, a nightingale. But where is the surprise for the Emperor?
Here, sir. I've brought you this golden box.
It's a beautiful box. The emeralds and rubies on it are very big. I wonder if it will be enough to make the Emperor happy.
You misunderstand. The box is not the surprise. The surprise is what's inside the box.
This box is like a golden egg that holds a secret riddle. And like an egg, the best surprise is what's found in the middle. Inside this lovely treasure box is a wondrous treat beyond measure. It will bring joy to the Emperor's heart and ours a boundless pleasure.
This is what I spoke about.
A bird made of precious jewels, gold and silver. Wonderful workmanship. It is exquisite. It looks very lifelike.
And that's not all. This bird is not just beautiful to the eyes. If I take this key and wind it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, listen carefully. It's a music box with a lovely melody. Hear the sweet little golden bird sing so merrily.
Merrily.
The music touches your very soul and lifts your spirits high. How could anyone be gloomy?
Not gloomy.
Even if they try,
this bright and jolly little song,
jolly song,
fills
me with bubbly bliss. This will make the emperor smile. There's no way he could resist.
Music can brighten the darkest day.
It can.
Or cheer up.
Cheer up.
The crabbiest king.
Crabby king.
Music is the treasure that the emperor needs. It will change everything. It's bound to change everything.
This little musical bird will never grow old or get wrinkled.
It is made of silver, gold, and jewels. They cannot grow old. A metal bird cannot get sick. It will stay as you see it for many lifetimes.
How did you get it to make music? Show me again.
You wind this key here, 5 turns, no more and no less. Then press this button. If you follow the instructions and handle it carefully, this golden bird will sing its song forever.
Excellent! Wait a minute. You're just a kitchen servant. How is it you possess such a marvelous music box? You must have stolen it!
I am not a thief! I never said the box belonged to me.
Who does it belong to?
The Emperor.
What? You stole it from the Emperor?
I did not steal it! I put it in there 4 months ago. It was a gift from the King of Bhutan. The Emperor was too sad that day to even look at it, so I was commanded to take it to the treasure room and place it with his other gifts that he never looks at. It seemed such a waste that no one would ever see what was inside, so I looked.
You opened one of the Emperor's presents?
Yes, I opened the box, and you should be glad I did. If I hadn't, you would never have known about the musical bird or be able to show it to the Emperor.
You should not have opened that box. But in this case, since you have helped me and the Emperor by doing so, I shall not fire you.
Thank you, sir. Your wisdom is immeasurable.
Yes, I know. The Emperor is awake. He must have noticed that it is raining again. Girl, stand back and out of sight.
Imperial Majesty, are you sad again?
I'm always sad. Just as I was getting dressed for breakfast, a button fell off my red jacket I wanted to wear. Now I must wear this blue jacket until the tailor sews the button back on the red one.
This blue jacket is quite handsome.
I like my red jacket better.
Of course, mighty one. The red jacket is much more regal-looking. But necessity sometimes requires us to make difficult sacrifices.
I suppose so.
Majesty, do you remember what we talked about earlier? About the special surprise and the palace you will give me and...
Of course I remember. I'm neurotic, not senile. What about it?
Oh, forgive me, benevolent one. I only meant to tell you that I have brought you the special surprise I promised. I have it right here.
Oh, no. No, I've had too many surprises already today. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I should probably take a nap.
But, Your Majesty, I promised you. It is a most joyful and awesome surprise. It will make you happy.
It will make me happy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure. I do want to be happy. I've always imagined how it would feel to be happy.
We all want to be happy. And just look at this box, Great One. Look at how beautiful and shiny it is. How could anything bad or scary come in such a beautiful box?
It is very pretty.
This box is like a golden egg that holds a secret riddle. And like an egg, the best surprise is the prize that's found right in the middle. Inside this lovely treasure box is a wondrous treat beyond measure. It will bring joy to Your Majesty's heart and ours a boundless pleasure.
Be brave, Majesty. Open the box.
Ooh, it's sparkly. What is it supposed to be?
Do you want me to help you lift it out of the box?
No, I can do it myself. It's my surprise.
Ah, this is amazing! What a beautiful bird! Look at all those colorful jewels!
I could learn to like surprises if all of them were as spectacular as this one. You have done well, Counselor.
Thank you, Majesty. But there's more.
More? I am already pleased. Are you sure you want to press your luck?
I am confident, Celestial One, that this surprise I have found for you can delight and amuse you even more than it already has.
All right, go ahead. Show me.
See this key?
It's a music box with a lovely melody. Hear the sweet little golden bird sing so merrily.
Now listen.
This bright and jolly little song can brighten your darkest day. Music is just what you need to chase the gloom away.
Wonderful! How charming! How enchanting!
Counselor, you were right. I am pleased. Now you say this music box will remain as it is forever.
If you are careful to wind it correctly, just 5 turns every time, this bird will never grow old and will sing for you for as many years as you wish. I have given you the perfect surprise, as I promised.
I confess, it's a truly marvelous surprise. And as promised, I will give you a reward, a palace next to mine filled with all the riches you desire. We'll discuss the details tomorrow. Now I want to take my little golden bird to my room and listen to it sing some more.
That was rude.
What was rude? What are you talking about?
I was listening the whole time. You never told him that the bird was a gift from the King of Bhutan, or that I was the one who took care of it and brought it to you.
I might have told the Emperor all those details, if he asked, but he didn't. And since he was so happy and excited about it, all those other bits of information slipped my mind. Besides, you were just doing your job, and your job is to help me. Why should you get extra credit for doing what you're supposed to do? Remember, you are lucky I decided not to fire you for looking in the box.
So I should be thanking you?
Well, if you feel you must.
Ugh! I should have listened to my grandmother's advice.
What advice is that?
She always told me that no matter how helpful or charming he may seem, I should never let a weasel hold my basket of eggs. I am so grateful to you for the important lesson you have just taught me, and for reminding me of my grandmother's wisdom. Ugh.
I do believe she just called me a weasel. I am not a weasel. I am a bureaucrat. I don't even look like a weasel. Or sound like one.
One, two...
I sing in the trees. Bid farewell to the setting sun. Tree leaves dancing in the breeze. Evening has begun.
My little music box sounds even more charming than before. One, two.
I sing in the trees. Bid farewell. tree leaves dancing in the breeze. Evening has begun.
Counselor! Counselor! Come here at once!
Yes, Radiant One? You summon me?
Something is already wrong with my mechanical bird. It just started singing, and I only wound the key 3 times, and it was singing a different song than it did before. I actually like it better now that I think about it. Something is definitely wrong. Listen.
Stars wait in the sky for your silvery glow.
There, hear that? I only wound the key 4 times. I think I didn't even press the button yet.
I don't believe the song is coming from the mechanical bird, Majesty. It seems to be coming from a bird singing in the garden outside.
What bird? What kind of bird could sound more beautiful than my golden one?
Forgive me for speaking, Majesty, but I believe the bird whose song you heard is the nightingale. I hear her singing in your garden in the evenings, as I do my chores in the garden.
In my palace garden? Counselor, go and tell the nightingale I want her to come here and meet me inside the palace. If the little song from my golden bird can make me happy, imagine how much happier I'll be when I can hear the nightingale sing a much prettier song in the palace.
Of course, Omnipotent One. Right away, as soon as I can find her.
What do you mean, as soon as I can find her? The girl said the bird is in my garden.
It is a big garden, Majesty.
I know it's a big garden. That's why you must go and start looking for her right away. Just go and bring her to me before my next bedtime. If she sings me to sleep, I'm sure I will have happy dreams. Now, I'm going to brush my teeth and put on my pajamas so I'll be ready for bed. I suppose I'll have to settle on just having my mechanical bird sing me to sleep tonight.
I forget how many times I've turned the key.
4.
Ah, one more then.
Goodbye, riches. Goodbye, future.
Are you leaving?
Not now. But when the Emperor gets ready to go to bed tomorrow and I have not returned with this nightingale, the Emperor will surely fire me and kick me out of the palace. No job, no money, no future.
I don't have any money, and I still find joy in my life. There are so many little pleasures that one cannot buy with money.
So you say. But I was looking forward to having my own palace full of riches and jewels. Now that can never happen, since I have no idea where to find this nightingale bird.
I know where the nightingale is. I can show you.
You can?
Yes. I saw her just this afternoon.
What are we waiting for? Take me there!
Wait a minute. I helped you before, and you didn't even say thank you. Why should I help you again?
Because I am handsome.
I hadn't noticed.
Because I am rich.
What good does your money do me?
It doesn't. I am a powerful man in the palace and your boss, and as your boss, I order you to tell me where the nightingale is.
You're being rude. Even though I am a servant, if you want me to help you, you should ask me politely. Say please. Treat me with a little respect. The same respect one human being should always show to another. Then, after I do what you ask, you should say thank you.
That's all?
It's a good place to start.
2 simple words, not difficult to say, but they can brighten someone's day. Say thank you. 2 simple words, so plain and sincere, always a joy for anyone to hear. Say thank you. It's important that you show what deep inside you know, that someone chose to do what they did. Not 'cause they were led to by someone else you said to, but because it's what they wanted to do. For you, for you. Two simple words, so easy to speak. Words you can say any day of the week. Say thank you, whether bold, sassy, or meek. You can shout, whisper, or squeak. It only takes a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
If that's all you need, I can do that.
Thank you.
For bringing the music box to you.
Fine, fine. Thank you for bringing the music box. Now, will you show me where the nightingale lives?
What is the word you use when you want someone to do something?
One word? But thank you is two words.
You say thank you after someone does something. When you ask someone to do something, you say please.
Please? You didn't sing a song about that word. All right. Please show me where the nightingale lives in the garden.
I will. But I would like you to do something in return for showing you the nightingale's tree.
In addition to saying thank you?
Yes.
I knew it! I knew you'd want something! What do you want?
I don't ask much. All I want is to have one day each week when I don't have to work. When I can just sit in the sun and listen to the birds sing.
Fine. After we find the nightingale, I'll consider your request.
You must promise me now that you will grant my request.
All right, I promise. Pinky swear. Now let's go to the garden. Which way do we go first?
Follow me.
There are no dangerous creatures in this garden, are there?
Only a few, sir.
I hear the nightingale. That must be her. What a clear, strong voice it has.
That was a rooster crowing. We must go deeper into the garden to find the nightingale.
That must be the nightingale. What an unusual voice it has.
That was a pig.
A pig? Well, you must admit, it makes a very unusual sound.
You don't get out of the palace much, do you?
Was that the nightingale?
No, that was a duck. But we are getting closer to where I saw her before.
Moon, moon, wipe your eyes, rise and smile on us below. Sparkling stars, wait in the sky.
There she is! That is the nightingale. See her in the tree?
You're joking. That thing? There is nothing special about that bird. It's just a boring brown bird.
You judge too much by what you see on the outside of things. Sweet voice of the forest, please, can you speak with us for a moment?
Why do you speak so respectfully to a mere bird?
I treat all creatures with respect.
Who wishes to speak with me?
I am the High Counselor to the Emperor.
Which Emperor?
The Emperor! The one whose garden you are sitting in right now! He wants you to come to the palace and sing for him.
I am comfortable here in my tree. I think I'll stay here.
But the Emperor commands you! You must come to the palace!
What is so important?
He wants you to sing for him.
I have a very loud voice. Even from here in the garden, I'm sure he can hear me sing.
Yes, he hears you, but he also wants to see you.
Why?
Well, the Emperor wants to thank you in person for the beautiful songs you sang for him today, and...
Remember to say please.
He hopes you will
please sing a song for him so he can fall asleep and have dreams that are as sweet and enchanting as your music.
I am flattered and honored. And since you said please, I shall visit the Emperor at his palace tomorrow evening.
Thank you.
Well, Counselor, I've brushed my teeth and I'm ready for bed. Where is this nightingale that you promised you'd bring to me?
Great Emperor of all the land, we have brought the nightingale who sings in the garden and the forest beyond.
Ooh, wonderful, wonderful. Where is she?
She is her, Your Majesty. She stands before you.
That cannot be the nightingale I heard singing.
Why not?
Just look at her. She's old and homely. Her feathers are such a dingy brown.
Excuse me, what are you whispering about?
That may be true, Your Majesty, but this is the nightingale, and she came all this way to sing for you.
This bird is not at all what I expected. It makes no sense at all. After all, look at my mechanical bird. It has a beautiful song, and just as you would expect, it is beautiful to look at. How can such a plain-looking bird have a more beautiful song than my fancy mechanical one?
I don't know, Majesty. That is indeed one of the great puzzles of the universe. Nevertheless, this plain brown bird is the nightingale.
I am not at all pleased with this surprise, Counselor.
If I may have your patience for only one more moment, generous one, please, could you sing something for him?
I sing in the tree. Bid farewell to the setting sun. Tree leaves dancing in the breeze. Evening has begun.
Ooh, that's the same song I heard last evening. Unbelievable. It appears you are right, Counselor. This must be the nightingale. Who would have expected this ordinary bird to sing such an extraordinary song? I would very much like you to sing for me. If you stay with me and sing until I fall asleep, I shall give you jewels and golden feathers to wear.
Golden feathers? I wouldn't want those. They're heavy, and I could never fly with golden feathers. Besides, you don't have to pay me. I am happy to sing for you.
I just thought golden feathers would make you look as pretty as you sound.
I am happy with the way I look.
Perhaps we should leave you two alone. Your Majesty, I'm certain the nightingale's lovely voice will relax you and give you sweet dreams. A good night's sleep always makes you a happy emperor. Who's the good little emperor?
No.
It's you. It's you.
I am ready. You may start singing.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. See how droopy my eyelids are? I am ready to go to sleep.
I just wanted to make sure I don't startle you when I start singing.
Oh, it's nice of you to be concerned, but I am definitely ready.
Moon, moon, wipe your eyes, rise and smile on us below. Sparking stars wait in the sky for your silvery glow.
That was beautiful. I feel like I am drifting off on a happy little cloud. But I am not totally asleep yet. Could you sing it again? Just once more, and I shall be fast asleep.
Very well.
Little cloud, high up in the sky, all alone, still you dance, dancing to the music of the wind in the sky, spinning, reaching wide as you fly, little cloud. Do you hear a song of your own? alone.
That was not the same song that you sang before.
No, I felt like singing a different song. Did you like it?
I did. But that's not the point. I wanted you to sing the song you sang before.
You already heard that one. Why would you want to hear it again?
I like hearing the same song over and over. That way I know what to expect. I know when the notes are going to go up and when the notes are going to go down. That way I cannot be surprised.
I would find that very boring. Don't you get bored?
No, it is very comforting to know what is going to happen. That's why I like my mechanical bird. Listen. One, two, three, four, five. You hear the song it plays? Now I will wind it again. One, two, three, four, five. You see, it sings the same song every time. That makes me happy and calm. You see how calm I am? Even the wrinkles on my forehead are going away. I am so calm. Look!
I am a real bird. I'm not a mechanical bird. The songs I sing come from my heart and change depending on how I feel and what I see. That makes every song a little different.
Well, if I put you in a cage, could you sing the same song over and over?
What did you say?
If I put you in a nice golden cage, could you sing the same song over and over, like my mechanical bird?
A cage?
I'd make sure the cage was full of fluffy pillows and had curtains of silver beads hanging from the top.
I came here as a friend to sing for you, and you want to thank me by putting me in a cage?
Yes. Don't you see? That way you would always be here to sing me to sleep every night. You wouldn't have to fly anymore, so we could cover you with jewels and golden feathers. You would be as shiny as my mechanical bird.
I would never be happy in a cage.
It would be a very expensive and beautiful cage.
No cage is beautiful to someone who wants to be free.
If you were my friend, you would stay in a cage for me.
If you were my friend, you would not ask me to stay in a cage.
Why are you being so stubborn?
Don't you understand? I was born to live in the trees and fly in the sky. I would never survive in a cage. Is it not enough for you to listen to my song through your open window?
What if someday you decide you want to go to another garden and sing? I need you to be in a cage to be sure that you would never surprise me by leaving.
I can give you my word as a friend that I will always be there if you need me.
How can I be sure you'll keep your promise? After all, you are just a bird.
This is how you think of me? As just a bird? If this is how you see me, then it is impossible for us to be friends. Farewell.
I didn't mean that. You're not just a bird. Come back. You really are the only friend I've ever had. Don't go. I'm sorry. Counselor!
You called, oh, Serene One?
The Nightingale. She left. She is gone. How am I supposed to get to sleep now?
She left? Why would she leave?
I don't know. I offered to build her a cage. A beautiful cage to keep her in. I told her about the cage. She got angry and left. Now I'll never be able to sleep. I'm going to be awake all night and my eyes will get all red and puffy.
Perhaps your mechanical bird can sing you to sleep and make you calm, Majesty?
Yes, that's right. I've my splendid mechanical bird. I don't need a dingy, drab old nightingale. Who needs a real bird? I've got a golden one. Real birds can't even sing their song the same way twice. They are totally inconsistent. Besides, they act very snippy and have huge egos. Imagine a drab and only bird like that turning down the chance to live in a beautiful cage here in the palace to sing for me. Who needs that nightingale anyway? Uh-oh. How many times did I turn the key? Did I turn it 5 or 6 times?
Perhaps you should press the button and see if the bird sings. Try again, Majesty.
It's broken! I broke it. It's really broken. I always break everything.
Majesty, maybe if we...
No, it's no use. It's totally broken. Fix it.
Me? Why me? You broke it.
Yes, but this whole thing is your fault.
My fault?
Yes, your fault. I told you I do not like surprises, but you had to give me one anyway. You made me open the box.
I thought the music box would make you happy.
Do I look happy to you?
No.
You had to give me the silly mechanical bird. You said it would last forever. You said it would not disappoint me.
I did say that, but I...
Well, I'm disappointed in the bird and in you. Now, since I cannot sleep tonight, I'm going to stay awake and have myself a nice long cry and keep everyone else awake, too. By the way, you're fired.
Are you all right?
No, I'm just wonderful. Everything is wonderful. All I wanted was an itsy-bitsy palace of my own. Nothing special. Maybe a few thousand pieces of gold, some jewels, a good set of china, that's all. Then boom, it all blows up in my face. Now I have nothing. Not even my job.
Here, take my handkerchief.
Thank you. I wish I could think of a way to make the Emperor like me again and give me my job back. I was good at my job. I'm going to miss it. To tell the truth, the Emperor was difficult sometimes, but he needed me. And it felt good to be needed.
I think I may know a way to get your job back.
Please, can you help me?
I think so. Come with me.
Look at that. It's morning already and I've been crying all night. And on top of everything else, I'm all alone. Nothing is the same as it was yesterday. No matter how much I try to keep things from changing, they always do. Your Majesty. Why are you still here? I fired you.
Yes, you did, Majesty. But before I go, I wanted to give you something.
Oh, not another surprise. I don't think I could stand another surprise.
But you will like this one, Your Majesty. I promise.
What are you doing with that mechanical bird? It's broken. It won't work.
1, 2...
Don't even bother. It's not going to work.
3, 4...
I told you. It's broken. I always break everything.
5.
I sing in the trees. Bid farewell to the setting sun. Tree leaves dancing in the breeze. Evening has begun.
The nightingale! She's come back! I'm so glad you've come back. I wanted to tell you how sorry I am for what I said. I didn't mean it. You are so much more than just a bird. You are the best friend I have ever had. Actually, you are the only friend I have ever had. Will you forgive me?
I forgive you. I can never stay angry at a friend for long.
Does that mean I'm still your friend? Does that mean you will come and sing for me this evening?
Every evening. You can depend on it.
And, Majesty, a friend's promise is the most dependable thing of all.
Speaking of promises, I made a promise to you. I promised that if you could find me a surprise that I could depend on, I would give you a palace of your own.
I remember that promise, great one.
Well, you have kept your part of the bargain. You've given me a wonderful surprise and an amazing new friend. Now, I'll keep my part of the bargain. You shall have your palace and fill it with whatever you desire.
Majesty, if you will give me permission to have this wise and faithful young woman as my wife, she will be all the treasure I desire. Even when I was being foolish, she was my truest friend. Thank you for all your help. I don't even know your name.
Eleanor.
If that is your wish.
Well, a little furniture would be nice too.
You can have that too. We'll talk about it in the morning. Now, if you'll excuse me, I am going to take a nap. After all, I have been up all night. Please join me, my friend.
I will follow you.
And my dearest friend Eleanor, I promise you, whenever there is a warm, sunny day, we will walk together in the garden of our palace and do no work at all. Please, will you marry me?
Well, since you said please, I promise to think about it. Yes, I will marry you.
And he slept happily ever after.
Thank you for listening to The Nightingale by Hans Christian Andersen, adapted by P. Haynes Ainsworth, music by Terrence Alaric Levitt. We invite you to listen to more episodes of Winking Cat Tales. Just visit our website, winkingcattales.com. That's Winking Cat, spelled K-A-T, Tales, TALES.com, to find another musical story to enjoy. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and other podcast platforms. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch fun, animated musical videos of your favorite songs from our podcasts. If you like what you hear, you can help us create more episodes by becoming a patron of Winking Cat Tales through our Patreon page. In return, you'll receive early access to episodes, videos, shoutouts, games, recipes, and more. Just visit patreon.com or follow the link on our website to learn more about becoming a member of our Winking Cat family. The Nightingale was produced and copywritten in 2020 by Winking Cat Tales. Any use of this recording without written permission is prohibited by law. Until the next story, this is Pat for Winking Cat Tales. Bye for now.